Today is Saturday, April the 8th, 2017, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone. Welcome to this little personal journal podcast that I have where I keep you guys up to date with what's going on in my life. And I don't know, whether it's mundane or whether it's fantastic, I don't know. I mean, I don't know what it is, but I definitely keep you up to date and up to speed with what's going on. And sometimes there's nothing going on. So the last time we talked, Mark and I were back from San Diego. And we had had a really good time in San Diego. And in fact, I got an email from one of the listeners of this little program. And I'm going to go ahead and read that now so I don't forget about it. So I got an email. So basically, I went through an episode where I had read you guys some emails from some listeners to tell me what I should do in San Diego. And so I got an email from one of those listeners who said, and his name is John. We'll just say that. We'll just say John, because I don't know. You know, has anyone ever gotten a Dear John letter? John, have you ever written a Dear John? And what the hell is a Dear John letter one of those letters where you're breaking up with someone and you leave it? Is it a suicide note, or is it like a letter when you leave it and you say, it's not you, it's me. You know, I needed something else in my life, and I'm just selfish and I couldn't. I don't know. Is that what I think that's what a Dear John letter is. I'm not sure. Anyway, so John, if that is indeed your name. So he says, thanks for reading my email on the air. Just to clarify, I love your show. I'm sorry, John. But I'm glad you like the show. I'm glad you love the show. I just had only heard a few episodes by the time I emailed you. I listen whenever I can, so keep it coming. Your show is, gosh, I've got something in my throat. John, you're choking me up here. Your show is fun and you're great to listen to. Glad to hear that you enjoyed San Diego. Hope you visit again soon. Take care. Well, thanks for the email, John. I appreciate it. So, and please, guys, email me, because I'm going to mention this again, just like Big Fatty, I need content for this show. If you ever have a time when you're thinking, I wonder why Adam didn't put out a show, the first thing is going to be that it's very difficult for me to put out a show by myself. Just sitting here in a room talking to myself is, and I know I've mentioned this a million times, and I complained about catching up. So there's this other podcast called Catching Up, where these two guys, Joe and Mike, they call each other and they catch up. And I was listening to one of the episodes and they had taken a break. They had just taken like a month break or something like that. And Mike, one of the co-hosts, made a comment like, oh, well, I was just getting so tired of doing the show and I just wasn't enjoying it anymore and blah, blah, blah. And, you know, you just shouldn't do a show when you're not enjoying it. And then I'm not kidding you guys. Like 10 seconds later, he says, okay, guys, please go over to iTunes and write a review. It helps other people find us. And by the way, please go to your friends and share our show and I'm thinking, if you're not enjoying doing the show, why am I going to like go out and try to help you drum up more listeners? Anyway, regardless, I love Mike and Joe. I'm just like, that is such like an ironic thing to say. And ironic's a bad choice of words, but I can't think of the correct word. Anyway, there's a better word for it, but you basically tell people, I hate doing this. And then you say, oh, please listen to me. But regardless, sometimes though, I'm used to doing a show. As a lot of you know, I'm used to doing a show with the co-host, and you have someone to bounce ideas off of. You have someone to laugh at your little jokes. You get that instant feedback. And when you're doing like a personal journal show, you're just, it's you in a room with a recording device and, you know, a monitor. You're watching a waveform on the screen as you're recording your voice, and there's no feedback. And so it's kind of hard sometimes to sit here. But anyway, what I was going to say is, you know, like a Big Fatty, I need content, because sometimes when you go a little while without hearing me, it may be because I haven't had anything, like nothing really has happened to talk about. So anyway, the one thing that I did want to talk about on this episode is, and I keep bumping the damn microphone, but the one thing I wanted to talk about on this episode, we got back from San Diego and I had gotten a sunburn when I was in San Diego. When we were on the whale watching boat, I had gotten this sunburn, and I didn't even realize, like, it didn't hurt all that bad, and I didn't get super lobster red or anything like that. But the days following the trip, my face kept getting crustier and crustier and crustier. It's not like crusty bread. It's like crusty face. And my lips were also peeling, like I had gotten a sunburn on my lips. And the night before I was supposed to go back to work, my upper lip started kind of doing this tingly sort of pain sort of thing. And for those of you who are not in the know about this, and it's really gross, and I apologize right now for anyone who's grossed out by this. But for anyone who's not in the know, that is the feeling you get when you're about to get a fever blister or a cold sore or whatever you want to call it. I'm not going to call it that other word that it is because it's gross. And first of all, if there are any of you out there listening who have gotten the genital form of what I'm talking about, I don't hold anything against you. It could happen to anyone. In fact, there was a tweet that I read by one of the people that I follow who said that, like, I don't know, it was some huge number, like 8 out of 10 people have some virus. Maybe it wasn't that one. Maybe it was HPV. Anyway, they're similar. I'm not a doctor. Don't quote me on that. And I have had these probably since before I was sexually active. So I don't even think I got this through sex, the fever blisters. But they come up, and usually I only get them maybe once every couple of years, maybe once a year, and it's horrible. It is the most embarrassing, nasty-looking thing on your mouth that you can get. Not only that, but I'm a trumpet player, and so when you get something like that on your mouth, you can't play. So I am obsessive compulsive. So ever since, you know, I started getting them more frequently, when I say more frequently, like when I was younger, I would get one every 3, 4, 5 years, you know, one would come up. And then, you know, here recently, maybe once a year or two, but it freaks me out and it embarrasses me. So what I started doing is I have read every article on what you can do to quickly get rid of a fever blister. And what I think was the catalyst for the fever blister was the sunburn. I read somewhere that a sunburn can aggravate it. And I know my lips were sunburned because they were peeling and the rest of my face was peeling as well. So I knew this was coming on. And I have, over the years, a couple of things. I take lysine in my, I have a daily vitamin routine. My stepfather, I used to always think some of these, the things that he did were so silly. Like, he takes vitamins every day. He won't eat after a certain time, you know, because he thinks it's bad for you. He reads all these, you know, he's I don't know. Most of those, okay, those two things sound kind of sensible. Here's another example of something that's just, it shouldn't even annoy me, right? But it does. When we go to a restaurant, he can never pick something off the menu that he wants to try. He picks two things, maybe three things. And then when the waitress comes over and says, hey, is everyone ready to order? It never fails. Unless it's a restaurant that we've already been to and he like knows what's on the menu. But if it's a new restaurant, it never fails. He will say to the waitress, okay, I've narrowed it down to these two or three things. Which is your favorite? Okay, I don't know why that annoys me, but it annoys me. But in my older age, I've started doing a lot of that stuff. So I take vitamins every day. And now, here recently, when Mark and I have gone to restaurants, he's called me out on this. When I can't decide what I want, I'll narrow it down to a couple of things. And then I'll ask the waiter or waitress, okay, I've got it narrowed down. Today, when we ate out, I made a point. I was like, okay, I am not doing that today. So I wanted to do it because there were two things on the menu that I wasn't sure. And I was like, no, I'm not going to. It's crazy. It's ridiculous. But the vitamin thing, I think I got from him, even though it kind of annoyed me when I was younger. And I used to read all these articles that said, taking vitamins is pointless. You need to get all your vitamins from food, yada, 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 all this kind of stuff. But for whatever reason, because I don't know if it's subconscious or what it is, but I started taking vitamins. And so part of my vitamin regimen now is lysine, because lysine is good for skin health and actually lip health. And it can prevent you from getting cold sores and fever blisters. So immediately, you know, I take it every day. I take, I don't know, 500 milligrams or something every day. But immediately when I start feeling something coming on, I like up the dosage of that. And I've read all these things online about, okay, once you get one, how do you make it go away quicker? And I do all of them, all of them. Every home remedy that, okay, soaking your lip in hot water with salt and hydrogen peroxide, soaking it in peroxide, putting peroxide on it, taking fingernail polish remover or rubbing alcohol and soaking a cotton ball or a cloth and holding it up against your lip to dry it out faster. Abreva, you know, camphophony or whatever that, you know, what that camphor oil stuff that you, tea tree oil has been known to dry out things. And so they'll say, put a little tea. So what I do is all day long, right? I'm like alternating between tea tree oil. Then I'll wash that off. And then I'll soak a cloth in fingernail polish remover and I'll put that on there for, you know, 30 minutes. Then I'll take a bag of ice and I'll put that on there for 30. And then rinse and repeat, because I'm trying to get rid of this thing. But, and sure enough, it turned into a fever blister. I know the pain. And I'm like, I know this is what it's going to be. It's going to be a fever blister. It's going to be horrible. And I got a fever blister. And so I'm doing all this stuff. Well, this turned out to be the mother of all mother effing fever blisters. This was like, it like crawled up from my lip up to the underside of my nose. It was disgusting. So I couldn't shave my mustache. And I may or may not have mentioned on this show before that I am not a big fan of facial hair or body hair in general. I'm just more of, I prefer smooth. My boyfriend is an Asian. I just have a thing for smooth guys. And so it really, and I don't have a thing, I don't have anything against bears or guys who like to have facial hair or body hair or anything like that. And as I've gotten older, I'm such a hairy individual. It's so much work to shave that. I get lazy and I end up not shaving my body, that is. Because Mark doesn't mind it. He doesn't care one way or the other. So I'm like, okay, well, fine. I'm not going to shave all the time like I used to when I was, I don't know, whatever I was doing. But I couldn't shave my mustache and I didn't want the porn stash. Like, I think only certain people, I don't know, Tom Selleck, for instance, maybe, can pull off that mustache. And so I thought, okay, I'm not going to be able to shave. And what am I going to do? Because I don't want to just have a mustache. So I thought, okay, you know what? I have never, not once in my life, guys, have I, or girls, guys, whoever's listening, have I ever grown a beard? And so I thought, so I said to myself, self, this is your chance. You're going to try this out. You're just going to see what it looks like. It can't hurt anything. You can shave it off at any time. No big deal. You know, and you know, the mustache will cover a little bit of the cold sore. It's gross. And, you know, and then, but you won't be able to shave it anyway because you don't want to irritate that area of your lip. So you don't want to shave. And so I started letting that grow. Now I worked from home. This is the other thing that I did. I was so embarrassed about this freaking fever blister that I worked from home for 2 weeks. 2 weeks I worked from home because I had a cold sore and I didn't want people to see it. So now I've got this cold sore and so now I've got this beard. Sorry. So I'm over the cold sore now. It's gone now. Everything's fine. My lip's back to normal. I look fine. But when I go back to work after the cold sore is gone, I haven't shaved my beard yet. And so I go into work and everybody, I mean, guys, girls, everyone is like, oh my God, Adam, you look so good with that facial hair. Oh, your beard looks so good. Oh, you look so totally different. You look great. I have gotten nothing but compliments. Now, most people would say that's a really good thing, but now I'm torn because I've never been a facial hair person and I'm not real comfortable with it actually. But I am a very vain person and I want to look as good as possible. So what I want to know is, does it make me look cuter? Because if it makes me look cuter, like, do I need to keep it so that because if I shave it and then I look uglier, that's not something I want. So now I have this dilemma. I'm like, oh my God, what am I going to do? Am I going to go ahead and keep it? Because I'm getting so many compliments and I love the compliments. Like, I'm all about the compliments. Or am I going to get rid of it and possibly lower my cuteness ratio or whatever? I don't know. Like, I seriously do not know what I'm going to do. So, I even posted a picture on like Twitter or Facebook. I got a lot of likes, but I didn't really get, no one told me whether they liked it better or worse than my smooth face. I don't know. I've always preferred having, and it's uncomfortable. For any of you out there who have facial hair, I've gotten past the itchiness. Like, it's not really that itchy anymore, but now I just feel like I have lint stuck on my face all the time. Like if you've ever lived with a cat or a dog that sheds a lot, and like you get that hair on your face and it tickles you. Now I feel like that. I feel like I've got this tickly, and I don't know the proper way to trim it either. It's ridiculous. So I don't know. I do not know what I'm going. I have no idea what I'm going to do. If anyone has any opinions, feel free to email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. So real quick, before we end the episode, I did have an email that I did not get a chance to get to in the last episode, and it's a technology question, and it came in from Lamont Cranston. Now, I emailed him separately, so Lamont, I think you already got the answer to this, but I wanted to answer it on the air in case any of you guys, if this would help anybody. So he says, "Hey, Adam, I know that the technology segment from Dubious Intent was handed off to Fatty, but maybe you want some content for your show, and you are an expert, so I figured I would ask you. I was in Italy a few months ago visiting relatives, and I understand about every third or fourth word when my family speaks fast. I took out my Samsung Galaxy S6 and used the voice recorder to capture some stories an 82-year-old cousin was telling me. Now I have several M4A files. I would love to increase the volume on them and maybe remove the blank pauses. Do you know of any free, easy-to-use Windows-based software I can use to try to enhance those files?" And yes, Lamont, I do. And I already answered Lamont, but I wanted to give this answer so that everyone on the air or everyone who listens to the podcast could also get this answer. And Lamont, you should write in and let us know, or call in if you want to, and let us know whether or not that my answer worked for you, because, you know, it'd be good to know. So the answer for everyone who was just waiting on bated breath. Is that what you say, on bated breath? So the answer is, I wrote him back. So I said, "Hey, Lamont, I was going to answer in tonight's episode, but I ran out of time." So the short answer is, there's a software, most any audio software that you get will do that. It's just an M4A is just an audio file. There's nothing super special about it. It just happens to be the wrapper that they use on the Galaxy for the audio file. And it's not a huge deal, but the application that most people use when they're doing podcasting is called Audacity. And Audacity will actually do the editing that you're talking about. Now, there are a couple of differences. I don't know whether, and I don't remember, you may have told me, I don't know whether you use a Mac or a Windows machine. But there is a difference depending on whether you use a Mac or a Windows machine. So first of all, you're going to go to www.audacityteam.org/download. So it's not audacity.com or audacity.org. It's audacityteam.org. And then for the downloads, it's /download. And that's where they have the download of their application. And that's where you'll get it. Now, The reason it's different between a Mac and a PC is the Mac version of Audacity handles M4A files out of the box. So you can plug in your phone through the USB on your computer. I'm assuming you know how to do that already, and mount it as a, you know, so you can see the files in a folder, and then you can go into Audacity and import. And it will allow you to import an M4A file. And then Audacity has all kinds of effects. It has amplify. It has remove silence. It has remove noise, truncate silence. You can change the tempo. You can change the pitch. Just about anything. And there are also plugins that you can download for Audacity that allow you to do even fancier stuff that maybe, you know, you can't do with the out-of-the-box version. And all of that is free. It's open source. There's a whole open source community that develops those plugins. So that's not a big deal. But everything you wanted to do, you could do with the out-of-the-box software. You don't have to do anything special. Now, if you have a Windows machine, if you have a Mac, it will work no problem. You just download Audacity and you're good to go. If you have a PC, the PC version of the application does not automatically import M4A files. So there's an actual, there's an additional plugin that you have to get that you'll have to download and install separately in order to get it Audacity to be able to import those. It's not a big deal. It's just one more step that you'll have to do to get Audacity to work with those type of files, and then it will. And it's a completely free application. It's great. Like I said, most podcasters that podcast, especially on Windows, use Audacity. So that's what I would suggest. If you do need the plugin that I was talking about, if you go to manual.audacityteam.org/man/tutorial_how_to_import_files_from_itunes.html, there's a tutorial on how to do that. And so you can find all that. I'll try to remember to post these links in the show notes for anyone else who cared to do it. All right, so I'm all out of time. I think I'm going to go shave my beard now. I have no idea. Anyway, if you have any comments on that, you can give me a call, 229-234-7587. I will be playing a couple of phone calls on next week's episode, or the next episode. And you can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. And you can find a lot more LGBT and LGBT-friendly podcasts over at pride48.com. I'll see you guys next time. Bye, everyone. This show is part of the Pride 48 Network. Find more shows over at pride48.com.